U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was buried early Tuesday during a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery just outside Washington, D.C. She was buried next to her husband, Army veteran Martin Ginsburg, who died in 2010. Justice Ginsburg died September 18th at age 87 of metastatic pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. On September 26th, President Donald Trump nominated Amy Coney Barrett, who sits on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, to replace Justice Ginsburg. Barrett was meeting informally Tuesday with senators on Capitol Hill, kicking off an accelerated confirmation process that Republicans intend to complete before the November 3rd presidential election in the face of Democratic opposition. If Barrett is confirmed by the Senate, she would be Trump's third conservative appointee to the nation's highest court. Her first meeting of the day was to be with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. She was also to meet with Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham. The informal meetings are part of a traditional process leading to confirmation hearings that are set to begin October 12th. A Barrett confirmation would give the court a clear 6-3 conservative majority. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. The number of people killed by COVID-19 has surpassed 1 million. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. It put the number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million, lamenting what he called an agonizing milestone. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the world to overcome the challenge presented by the pandemic and learn from past mistakes. This is VOA News.